center during a job fair.
Hey, it's not loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, July the 21st, 2017. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We got a lot to do. This is one of those big shows. This is one of those, like, not quite Monday after South Carolina Clemson game, Monday after national championship game, or Tuesday after national championship game. It's not quite that big, but it's really, really, really big. There is a ton of things to get into today, like Hugh Freeze out at Ole Miss. Now, let me say this. While I will take credit for the, you know, the Machiavellian, the ends justify all means, like, yeah, I was right. I didn't know that it would be escort services that would get him out there. And if it was, I thought it was for players, not him. So I can't take credit for that one. But I told you back in the spring that Hugh Freeze's coach's last football game, just didn't know it would come down like this, man. Anyway, Hugh Freeze out at Ole Miss. I was talking to someone from Ole Miss, or someone who is very close to someone at Ole Miss last night. And I told him, you know what? Addition by subtraction. Ole Miss became a better university today. Ole Miss, addition by subtraction, the best example of that I could ever think of. O.J. Simpson paroled. That's still a sports story. We'll talk about it a little bit. British Open. There's some people on the move at the British Open. And then there's some people going backwards. Phil Mickelson's made a triple bogey at his first, at his fourth hole today. So we'll tell you where things stand with the leaders at Birkdale, the 146 Open. I like how they call it the Open Championship. Now, I always called it that, and forever it's the British Open, but now it's the Open again. So that's good. We have news about the All-In Cookout, which is today at Clemson. Biggest recruiting day of the year, basically, at Clemson. Ladies clinic tomorrow. I want to hear from the ladies today. If you've been, what do you love? What do you want to see more of or less of? Give me a little going into it, how excited you are about it. And I'm still waiting for the very first. You know, I used to joke about this. Well, let me say that one, bring in Zach, because I want to bring this in a second. ACC basketball opponent's name, so we know who Clemson will play now in basketball. The Clemson Tigers, number one in the nation in football at something. We'll tell you what that is coming up as well. One of the top running back prospects from a couple of years ago, who's at Alabama, is transferring out. We'll tell you who that is. A little bit of Wimbledon news. There's an investigation about some gambling, cheating at Wimbledon. We'll tell you about that coming up too. So there's a ton of things to get into, including our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report in our third hour. And it's Legends Friday, so Woody McCorvey will join us. One of my favorite people ever. And you talk about a career. Zach always says, have yourself a day. Well, how about Woody McCorvey? Have yourself a career. Where all that this guy's been and what all he's coached. A couple of national championships. And he missed a couple of national championships by a couple more years. He could have four national championships in there. But we'll tell you about Woody McCorvey and his time here at Clemson, his time at Alabama, at South Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi State, and what he's doing now back at Clemson, enjoying things. But one of the all-time guys, guy who's seen it all, coached with it all, played against it all, and think about the rings that guy has. We'll talk about that coming up during our Legends segment. A ton of things to get into today. And final day of our golf giveaway. I say final day. You remember when we have, every once in a while, we'll have somebody play TaylorMade, like when Sergio Garcia won the Masters? And Scott Austin said, I'll tell you what, since he won the major, let's go ahead and give away a dozen more next week. So maybe if a Rory McIlroy can win with a TaylorMade golf ball. Speaking of Rory McIlroy, he's about to go 200 par. He was 4 over at one time yesterday. Now he's about to go 200, and the weather's about to get bad. Speaking of TaylorMade golf ball, played my best round of the year yesterday, Zach. So looking forward to that. So we'll give that golf giveaway. We'll do it in the middle hour today. The most important thing of all those things, I'm excited about all those things. But more importantly, I'm excited to hear from the producer of the show, the captain of the ship, El Capitan. I'm not even saying it right. Let me get a little Friday version of that. El Capitan. The oar that stirs the pot. Mr. Orr 24 on Twitter, but number one in your heart, the tattooless one. Zach Orr. Hey, bud.
Hey, Mickey.
We started our greetings this morning with a little bilingual, and I said, Buenos dias, senor. Buenos dias, senor Zach.
Buenos dias, ¿cómo está?
That's
the classic answer. The classic answer in class where you have no idea.
You know what? I don't even really know what it means, but I kind of like saying it.
I'm okay.
Have you seen the South Park where they're hiring the kids or have this they have this book report due, mm-hmm. and they go down to a local area where Mexicans hang out, and they want to say, hey, man, if you hire Mexicans, they'll do work for you in America. So really, so I said, yeah, let's hire them to do our book report for us. I said, okay, so they hand him this book to read. He says, and at the end, write an essay. And so they read the book. So go back, pick up the book report the next morning, and he's like, well, so I wrote my essay. I said, yeah, he lives in San Antonio, my essay. Essay. Anyway, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, buddy.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, happy to be here.
All right, let me one quick story. I want to hear what you did yesterday. Years ago, I used to joke, and we can't do this. I can't say this joke hardly anymore. The ladies' clinic is tomorrow. It's a huge day for women here. Lady football fans, I told you this. They sell thousands of tickets. I asked Danny Pierman about this the other day. He's in charge of it. They sell thousands of tickets to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
They put them online this year in like November because they want to do it before Christmas and for Christmas presents. They sold out in 22 minutes.
Jeez.
So it's one of the hardest tickets to get. I've got 10 phone calls from people. Hey, man, my wife needs, my girlfriend needs, my mom needs, my sister needs. I can't help you. There's nothing I can do. There's relatives of Dabo Swinney who can't get in. I don't know if I can say that. But look, you can't get in. And so I used to joke that I'm waiting for. You remember the Washington Redskins fans who would dress up with the pig noses on and dress up with the ladies, yeah. The ladies' dresses.
Yep, yep.
What they call those guys?
Dedicated fans. I don't know.
No, there's a name for those guys.
I know there is. What is it?
All right, but I'm waiting for some male because they here's the thing. At the ladies' clinic, they say what goes on at the ladies' clinic stays at the ladies' clinic. And they come home and every husband in the world, every boyfriend in the world says, honey, what'd you learn? What'd you learn? What'd you learn? Huh, huh, huh? What'd you learn? What'd you learn? What'd you learn?
They're the Hoggets.
Hoggets. And so like, what'd you learn? And so men want to get into this thing. I'm waiting for some male to go in as a cross-dresser, right?
Sure.
But after the HB2 law up in Charlotte, you can't even say that anymore. Because now we're so, this world is so screwed up that I can't even talk about that anymore. So guys, now what bathroom do you use tomorrow if you are a crossroad? I don't know. Anyway, big ladies clinic tomorrow. Looking forward to that.
I want to hear some some testimonies from it. I want to hear some kind of insider information. I have no idea what goes on over there.
You can't. You don't know because what goes there stays there. That's the rule.
I just want to know. Call in. Text in. Let us know.
I would. Is Kristen a football fan?
She went to Clemson, so she's a Clemson football fan.
Yeah.
And she puts up with the Giants.
I told you about Meredith. Meredith doesn't know if the ball has air feathers in it.
Sure.
She really doesn't know. Like, she doesn't care. She thinks it's the craziest thing in the world. Now, she wants to see me happy.
Except when it comes to Kent State, Clemson.
And it's really like, her
juices going.
Oh, yeah. And then she's going to talk trash to them, rub their nose in it. We're in Williams-Brice a couple of years ago. And she goes, she's great at the games, right? We're in Williams-Brice a couple of years ago. And my wife's always like, I used to be a game. I kind of pull for the game because they're nice people. They're in state. Let's pull for this. But my wife is the one. This is a true story, Zach. True story.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's the one that stands up after somebody throws an interception. There's a batted ball. So there's a big penalty, whatever. And they're booing the referee or people are talking about it in the crowd. My wife's like, good job, guys, by both teams. Sportsmanship, guys. Good sportsmanship out there.
Oh, God.
Just joking around, you know. Come on, fellas. Let's show some great sportsmanship. Go sportsmanship. Just joking around.
Mm-hmm.
She also says, like, go sports. Win the points. Stuff like that. Joking around. But we're at Williams-Brice. And, you know, she's always talking about, man, this whole rivalry thing, this is stupid, whatever. This is crazy. We're in the upper deck at Williams-Brice. And she looks around and says, man, I hate these people. I'm going to beat these people 100-0. So she's got a little bit of that in her, too, you know. A little Batesburg in there, you know what I'm saying?
She's got a little Batesburg in
you
her.
You can take the girl out of Batesburg, can't take Batesburg out of the girl.
There's no doubt about that.
So we're looking forward to that. tell me this.
I wish she was awake.
We'll get her on about it, man.
You got a little Batesburg in her.
Tell me this. Rory McIlroy, 2 under par. Climbing the leaderboard as the weather's going to get worse.
He was in trouble yesterday.
He was and turned
it
around.
In trouble.
Inspiration for me. Tell me this. What'd you do yesterday?
Oh, yesterday. Big day yesterday. Mm-hmm. Big day yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Do tell.
Nothing huge, actually. Just, you know, went to the vet. Got the puppy some meds. His heartworm and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
It was really a pretty relaxed day. This morning, driving in past Smoking Pig. Nothing confuses you more at 5:30 in the morning than smelling barbecue cooking. And like, man, I could go for some barbecue, but seriously, it's 5:30 in the morning.
You could eat some barbecue right now.
Yeah, I think I probably could.
Oh, I could down some.
I think I probably could.
Speaking of which, I had a couple of people call. I had a good friend of mine call and said, about this butcher's block, where is it? Where I get the scallops. I'm a big scallop guy. Where's the scallops? Got to have scallops.
Mm.
So he's going this weekend to do that. And then John called me and said, man, people were piling in the restaurant yesterday.
Good.
It's great news.
Good.
Do that for sure. And speaking of the dog's confused because he got fed this morning, right?
He got fed this morning early. Yeah. He usually gets fed at 7 o'clock every day. Mm-hmm. And he got a little early breakfast, so he's excited but very confused.
What's on the docket for you this weekend? What do you got going on?
You know, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I got to sit down with upper management today. We're going to talk about finally getting this tattoo done, I believe.
Really?
And
wait a minute. Yeah. Whoa. You just tried to you were just like to sneak that by the goalie there, huh?
Right. Nothing like sneak one by the goalie, you know?
So this is going to happen.
I don't know when, but we're going to talk about it today. So I'm sick of the introduction, including the tattoo, this one.
Yeah.
So.
Did you like today that we jazzed it up a little bit when I said, El Capitan?
El Capitan.
Really? So it's going to be a tramp stamp. It's going to say Juicy and then something about the national championship on there.
Yeah, something like that.
I can't wait to see this. It's going to be great. Nothing else this weekend?
It's pretty wide open. Pretty excited. What are you doing this weekend? What are you getting into?
By the way, you didn't do trivia last night.
No, I didn't.
Me either. I was supposed to go. I didn't go.
Yeah.
I like letting other people win sometimes.
Listen, had I gone though, watch out.
I know I'd have dominated.
Because I was watching Jeopardy last night.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Let me tell you.
Crush it.
Woo!
Get a little Versailles treaty in there. Treaty of Versailles. Man,
it wasn't an answer yesterday. Really? But I would have got it had it been there.
Man, I love, like, every once in a while.
I've been to Versailles.
Really?
Yeah. Beautiful. You got it. Oh, my God. Beautiful place.
I would go, but I'm done with that travel over there.
It's just gold everywhere. Gardens as far as you can see. The trees are squares.
Yeah.
Just squares, and it's just forever. It's the coolest thing.
It's natural. Great how they get them naturally grow
naturally grow that way.
Every once in a while, like, I love getting some obscure question, right? And my wife looking at me like, with it look like, huh? Like, are you really that smart? And then there'll be one, and I'll get it wrong. She's like, no, you're really not that smart. At Jeopardy, she says, you're smart, but you kind of suck. So that's my new thing in life.
You just know a little about everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who was the author of the best-selling book during the French Revolution? I'll say, Jean-Paul Claflin. And she'll say, well, how'd you know that? I don't know. Make it up. Anyway, it's nice to impress people with some of the stuff.
Yeah, I'm really bad with literature on that show.
Oh, I'm terrible. Just terrible.
And I read. I'm embarrassed to even admit that. But like,
I'm third grade level.
I'm bad with it.
Hey, something I want to do later in the show. Later today, because this is kind of a feel-good Friday, getting things going. Yesterday, what are the things that I hate?
Feel-good Friday. Yeah. Let's talk about Hugh Freeze and hookers.
Oh, man. remember yesterday's show? We wanted things like the things I hate. I'm going to give you little things I love today. So looking forward to that. Before I take a break, as I segue in, why is there a hawk on the British Open right now? What is that guy supposed to be doing? Anyway, before I get into that, I do want to tell you about things I love. I love when my wife tells me, boy, Mickey, you are the greatest husband ever. I can't believe how much I love you. You're the greatest. You're the greatest in the world. Now, usually these are the responses after I give her Urban Nirvana gift card, gift certificate. It's amazing how much more in love with she is after that.
Is it presented in that monotone voice as well? That clearly mocking you voice?
Oh, Mickey, you're the greatest. No. You're the greatest husband I've ever seen. Oh, my God. I love you so much. You're so good looking. You're so sweet to me. Oh, my goodness. Come here and give me a great big hug. You're the greatest. That's post-Urban Nirvana gift card exchange that we go through. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com, the hair, the salon stuff. I don't understand all the hair coloring stuff. I'm not going to fool you on that. I don't know anything about it, all the hair products. Massage the facials. I don't know beta maker. I don't know anything about it. I don't know hot stone massages. I don't know prenatal massages. I don't know any of this stuff. All I know is that this is unbelievable professional, like this really classy, like she'll have a glass of wine and it's like unbelievable massage experience. And then she'll come home and go, I love you, man. I really love you. So guys, this makes it simple. Remember we were talking to John the other day about this. Our people like it simple, like it convenient, like it easy. This is it. This is as easy as it gets. You go on, you click on the gift card, you email it to her, you print it out yourself, whatever you want to do, and then you're on. That's it. You're the greatest. To think of the rest of life was that easy. The rest of life was that excessively easy to say, hey, you know what? I really am that good at this. Urban Nirvana, with locations all throughout the state of South Carolina, urbannirvana.com. We'll take a break. I've got the Hugh Freeze stuff, the O.J. Simpson stuff. I have the ACC basketball stuff for Clemson, who they're playing. I have the leaderboard for the British Open, or the Open. Clemson beat its record for fundraising. We'll tell you about that. Got some college football ranking stuff to tell you about that. Take your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. It's a great show. Looking forward to it. Can you tell I'm in a great mood?
I can tell. I'm excited about it.
Love to hear from you.
Can end it all right now.
Yeah.
Jordan Spieth.
Oh, Jordan Spieth.
Son of a...
Hate that guy. I had a bunch of friends calling on that yesterday.
Yeah. You were called out on the press box as well.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Millsap took a run at you.
I really don't hate the guy, but like God said, you do. I heard you one time say you do. No, I don't. He's going to win, though. You know he's going to win, right?
I don't know. Macworth's playing well.
Oh, man. Don't let the Northern Islander get in there. We'll take a break. Love to hear from you. It's a feel-good Friday. Legends Friday coming up. Can't wait. Thanks for coming in. Want you to stay for 3 hours. Love to hear from you more right after this.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Hi guys, this is Liana from Local Q inviting you to come see me for our awesome lunch specials from 11 to 3, Monday through Friday. Come pick from 5 wings, a half a barbecue sandwich, or a taco with one or two of our great sides. Can't make it during the week? We also offer a unique brunch menu Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. Come try our Kahlua-soaked Monte Cristo just to make sure you wash it down with one of our barbecue Bloody Marys or share a mimosa pitcher with friends. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times with a valid ID. 30 Orchard Park Drive, Greenville.
Palmetto Paints is now open at 802 A South Batesville Road at the Thornblade Commons. No matter the painting project, Palmetto Paints can help. Whether it's quality paints from Porter, Pittsburgh, or C.C. Caldwell's Chalk and Clay Paints, Palmetto Paints can help. Check out their room full of paint promotion. Buy 2 gallons of wall paint, 1 gallon of trim, and get a free gallon of ceiling paint. Call Palmetto Paints at 469-7358 or stop by at Thornblade Commons across from Zaxby's.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-989-4100. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-989-4100. That's 1-800-989-4100.
From the backwoods to city streets, Firestone Destination Tires take you anywhere you want to go. Designed to be responsive with solid traction, there's a Firestone Destination Tire for you. So whether you drive a truck or SUV, drive a Firestone. Available at West Star Tire and Alignment, your local tire shop. Come on down to West Star Tire on North Murray Avenue in Anderson. Here you'll find seasoned mechanics, state-of-the-art products, and the best customer service around. And of course, all at a low price. Only a locally owned dealer like West Star Tire can do that. Whether you have a big job, a small fix, or just need some free friendly advice, West Star Tire has been getting cars, trucks, and SUVs back on the road in no time. Celebrating 50 years in Anderson. Find the peace of mind you deserve at West Star Tire while keeping your wallet full. So visit West Star Tire and Alignment on North Murray and Anderson or online at weststartire.com. That's West Star Tire in Anderson, your local hometown one-stop tire dealer, especially when you need one.
Did you know that just 1 gallon of used motor oil can contaminate 1 million gallons of water? Recycling used motor oil saves valuable energy. 2 gallons of used motor oil can generate 36 kilowatt hours of electricity. That's enough to run your TV for 180 hours. Recycle your used motor oil at Greenville County's residential and waste and recycling centers and Twin Chimneys landfill. For more info, call 243-9672. That's 243-9672. Online at greenvillecounty.org.
Be a part of the Clemson family and consider the many job opportunities July 24th through 27th during the Clemson Dining Job Fair hosted by Aramark. Apply for positions as cooks, baristas, servers, and in concessions. Also, student workers, bakers, catering, and more. You can pre-apply at aramark.com/careers. The Aramark Clemson Dining Fair, 9 a.m. to noon and 1 to 5 p.m. July 24th through 27th at the Aramark Eastside Food Court at the Hendricks Center during the job fair.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
That guy's good right there, man. I told you. Can you do me a favor? Can you look up how old Paul McCartney is and how old Elton John is? A buddy of mine went and saw Paul McCartney in Atlanta the other day. said is fantastic. And I told you I saw Elton John a couple years ago. Fantastic. These guys are rocking out. A guy told me the other day, Paul McCartney's on stage 3 hours. No opening act, no closing act, 3 hours. Concerts have changed, man. You used to do like an hour and a half set. You have an opening band. Charge you about $40 and you get in. Now you got to charge like a $200-$300. So you got to just like do it all like forever.
McCartney 75.
Oh.
Sir Elton John is 70.
I mean, the guy's just out there just ripping it up, man.
Ripping it up.
Gives me hope. Gives me some energy. Along with this little Frappuccino thing I got going over here. Pittsburgh Paints, now open for business, 802 South Batesville Road in Thornblade Commons. They're 32 years of experience. Let it work for you. Doesn't matter whether you're a contractor or do-it-yourselfer. They've got all the advice, all the products to help you master any painting project. Maybe you need some accessories or that perfect custom color match. We got to do that. In my house, get the color match thing. We'll touch up in there. They've got all the quality paints. Porter paint, Pittsburgh paint. Any other paints start with a P, they've got that. At Palmetto Paints. They've got the CC, the Caldwell's chalk and clay paints. You want that textured look. They'll come to your job site if you are a contractor. They got the great promotion right now. Buy 2 gallons of wall paint, a gallon of trim. They'll throw in a free gallon of ceiling paint. So make any room come alive. Go with the folks at Palmetto Paints. 469-7358. 469-7358. Or stop by. They're at Thornblade Commons across from Zaxby's on South Batesville Road. Got a lot to do today. Going to talk some Hugh Freeze, some O.J. Simpson. Isn't it crazy that O.J. Simpson had a much better day than Hugh Freeze yesterday?
What were the betting odds on that yesterday?
I honest to goodness. You know my friend J-Dub, right?
I do.
We're watching the parole hearing yesterday. He looks it up. In Las Vegas yesterday, during the hearing, the odds moved on Simpson. And at last check, right before the thing was announced, it was 80-20 were the odds.
For him to get out for Mega parole.
Yep. How about that? You could bet on whether O.J. Simpson was getting out of prison. Isn't that crazy? You could bet on right now, I got to check the Vegas odds on the over-under date for when Zach gets a tattoo.
Twitter exploded yesterday with that news.
Mm.
Twitter had a big day yesterday with O.J. getting paroled and then the Hugh Freeze news dropping late.
O.J. is one of these things that it transcends so many. It transcends sports. It's a sports hero, a sports superstar. So the sports people care about it, the sports news. So it's on ESPN. At the same time, it's on CNN and Fox and NBC and all that. It's on everywhere. And everybody has an opinion on O.J. Simpson. Speaking of, Toby, our friend in Anderson, on our Northwood Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Hey, good morning, Toby. How you doing this morning?
What's going on, Mick?
Not much. I'm hyperactive. I'm in a great mood. It's Friday, man. We're getting close to football season. Life is good. I hope you're doing well, too.
Yeah, man. I done had about 14 Red Bulls and 5-hour energy trying to get these deliveries made, man. You know how it goes sometimes. Yeah,
get it done. And then you got to work this weekend or you're off?
Well, I'm done. I'm on the way. Me and my partner's on the way back to Greenville now to drop this tractor trailer off, and I'm going home, getting a recliner and watching golf, probably sleep about 4 hours and get up and have a good weekend.
Good for you, brother. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, I got to give a shout-out to you boys down there at the butcher shop, man. That gift card you let me get.
Mm.
I went by there and got the lasagna for four the other night.
Mm.
Yesterday for lunch. And I still ain't had no dinner. It's so much food. It's unbelievable.
It is amazing. It's like you get a twofer. You get two meals in one right there, and you get to skip a meal later on because you're still so stuffed from it. It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. It's great. I appreciate that. Hey, man, about O.J., man, is he not the biggest con man that's ever been put on the face of the earth?
Yeah. Even yesterday where, look, and I told you this before, David Gallagher's my former college roommate, one of the brightest guys I ever met. The three parts of an apology. I'm sorry. I take full responsibility. What can I do to make it better? The guy was like mocking it, and the guy was still making like excuses and still saying I didn't do anything wrong kind of thing yesterday, and they still let the guy out. You know, it's like he was, if you're his lawyer, and I loved all the legal analysts I saw afterwards, they were like, just shut him up, man. Just like, just say I'm sorry, and I'm going to let you out. It was right, almost like Red from Shawshank Redemption, where he said, I know you're not going to let me out of here. Just stamp that thing rejected and let me get back on back into prison life, you know?
it was like he was trying to talk his way to stay in there. You know what I mean? And he was like, you know, when they asked him about if it was his stuff or not, and it was a totally different person. You could see the evil coming out in him. It was like, it was my stuff. I mean, like, dude, just shut up, man.
Deep down, though, I'll say this about OJ, because I watched every single bit of that OJ trial in 95. And I shock people when I tell them this, because I'm telling you, I watched every single second of it. And the shocking part to me is the first time I realized this, because it happened in Vietnam, but I don't remember it in Vietnam. It happens every day now. But this is 20 years ago, where they would have a blood expert on, and they would say, is this O.J. Simpson's blood? And the guy said, I can't say that now. There's a 99% possibility, but I can't say that's his blood or whatever. And then Tom Brokaw would come on there and go, it was reported today that it was O.J. Simpson's blood. The case went, no, it was not, man. No, it was not. So if you didn't watch the whole trial, I can see how you would say, man, that guy, I can't believe he got away with it. I personally believe that he did. But I'm telling you right now, I watched every bit of it, and I wouldn't have found him guilty, because the prosecution was the single worst prosecution you could ever have in any case ever. They completely botched the thing. Now, that being said, civil wise, I'd have got him. And that being said, he did it in Vegas, and he should have been convicted in Vegas. I don't know, about 33 years. I thought that was a little excessive. And the other thing is, and I'm going to shock you with this too, Toby, I think the guy has some good qualities. Like, there are times where I think he has a little bit to give, but he's got so many bad things about him too that you just can't trust him to be whatever that percentage in there that's good to do the good. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the thing that gets me, man, is if I can get locked up for 9 years and come out with almost $1.2 million sitting in the bank, I mean, yeah. I'm almost like, sign me up, man. Come on, bro.
Yeah. That thing was...
Anyway, man, yeah, I guess I'll leave you with with Hugh Freeze, and I guess he's pulling a Rick Pitino and all those guys up there in Louisville. I don't know if it was for his personal self or for the recruits. So, that guy, I mean, he's messed his career up for the rest of his career.
I got a lot to talk about on that one, man. Hey, I appreciate the Butcher Shop stuff. Have a great weekend, my friend, and I'd love to hear from
all
you,
right, brother,
when we get back into
safe,
it.
Man.
Thank you, Toby. You too. On the Hugh Freeze stuff, well, let me finish on OJ first. OJ is Hollywood, right? OJ has this, and I told you about this great saying about Hollywood. The key to Hollywood is sincerity. And once you learn how to fake that, you got it made. OJ Simpson is a fraud in many ways, because he's an actor. Like, he OJ's a charming guy, right? Like, there were times yesterday I'm watching this thing and I'm thinking, you know what, man, I believe that guy. Like, I believe it. Like, he's not a bad guy. Like, he's got a lot to give here. He's still good. But then he says some other stuff and you go, you know what, like, which one is it really him? So he's faking one of the two. And after part of it, you kind of know which one he's faking. But anyway, finally on the OJ stuff, see, there were no good people in the OJ trial, because this Marsha Clark was a complete idiot, and this Darden guy was an idiot. He was terrible. The prosecution, I'm telling you, was awful. And then this Goldman guy, I feel bad about what happened to the two victims. And all that. But this Goldman guy was a scumbag, too, and trying to profit off everything. All that was just bad. Just bad, bad, bad people. The whole thing is bad people.
Isn't this the reason we have to deal with the Kardashian stuff?
Yes.
But didn't their dad, their father,
he was one of the many attorneys.
God.
Like, they were just bad people, though.
Thanks,
like,
OJ.
It's like when Iran and Iraq go to war, like, who do you pull for? Both of them are scumbags, man. Both of them are, like, terrible people doing terrible things, and they're terrible at their job. This is awful, right? On the Hugh Freeze stuff, remember when Hugh Freeze, we talked about this at the SEC media days, and you had to be careful on it, because I said, if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. But the guy gets up there and preaches religion, and you know the guy was a cheater. Like, he's a bad guy. Like, he's a scumbag, typical, like, this bad, awful guy who we knew was cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, man, he played the religion card. You know? Like, he quoted scripture in press conferences all the time, so you couldn't really... Remember that was said, well, it's hard to criticize him because if loving the Lord's wrong, I don't want to be right. But like, he was one of the bad guys who's just playing the card for the public perception. And then we find out, and again, the guy's a complete cheating scumbag in recruiting. And you could tell. And like when they had that great class with Treadwell and Terry Tunzel and those guys, you could tell like ESPN was in there that day and he's like, he's this goofy guy who was saying all the stuff. You could tell it was a fraud. The whole thing was a fraud. And we heard what happened at Grayson High School and how they handled the Kimdiche stuff. Just all this, we heard all of that, right? And in the end, we find out that it was escort services.
Yeah.
Even, I don't know if you saw his comments yesterday. Even in the end, he's still lying. It was a misdialed number. No, it was a pattern. He completely, he missed out all the time. And he had a burner. Let me be clear about something, Zach. If you have a burner, you're not a good guy.
If he had the burner, why is he making the call on the work phone?
I don't know, because he's dumb. See, criminals always indict themselves. They always, always make a mistake, right? Yeah. They always do something to get caught. They're careless in how they do it. Jax Teller has a burner.
Yeah, he did.
Michael Corleone would have had a burner. You know what I'm saying? Vito Corleone would have had a burner had he had one back then. You can't. You don't have a burner. Like, you just have your phone number. If you've got two phones and one that nobody knows about, whatever, you're doing it for a reason. Like, the guy's a scumbag.
Listen, if you're a man who frequents escort services and you have a wife and kids at home.
Yeah.
And you have a very high-profile job, yes, you do have a burner. And you are very much keeping the track phone company afloat. And it's funny to me that he got caught. It just is. I think he's an idiot. I think Ole Miss, people are, oh, Ole Miss is lucking out here that he got fired for this. That is out of the picture now. Ole Miss's lawyers that are fighting this NCAA stuff are going to find something, and they're going to pin this whole damn thing on Hugh Freeze.
Oh, let me tell you. That was one of the theories. Remember when the first thing came out in the spring, I was like, well, that's it. Hugh Freeze is done.
Yeah.
And they kept him.
And they backed him.
But that being said, as some very intelligent caller mentioned here on the show a couple weeks ago, they're keeping him for a scapegoat reason because he's going to be the sacrificial lamb to the thing. And not really a sacrificial lamb because he was the one doing wrong, but they're going to offer him up, in other words. But we did it, it's crazy. That is a perfect example. When I saw that news yesterday, I was like, well, it's a perfect example of in this industry, and this is why we have a great job, Zach. In this industry, you never know, man. Like, when you woke up yesterday morning, did you ever, now again, I'm not shocked. Don't get me wrong, I'm not shocked that it's Hugh Freeze and escort services. But did you ever in a million years think that, hey, you know what, today is the day that Hugh Freeze is going to call for escort services?
No. I would have thought he would have got fired for, you know, opening the season 0-4 or something like that. Something weird.
Or paying players money.
No.
Or hiring Barney Ferrer to play players.
He was never going to get fired for that. They're too much in backing him with that kind
no.
of
thing. Brian from Easy said, what's a burner? A burner is a cell phone that no one knows about that you just drop it in the trash can when you're done with it because you don't want any records connected to you at all. It's not in your name. Nobody knows about it.
It's one of those prepaid phones.
Yeah, prepaid phones that you use to do something, make phone calls that you don't want anybody to know about. You know who has burners? Rick Pitino. He does, right?
Probably. I don't know.
Coaches, they get their, these guys that do the bad stuff with phone numbers, they get their university-issued phone. But that's, at a state school especially, that's public record because the university owns it. At any point in time, they can go back and see who you were calling. So you buy a burner that no one knows the number, and you call recruits on when you're not supposed to call recruits. You call the recruits, you text recruits, you text moms and dads, whatever, when it's not within the permissible time frame to do that. There's times where you can call recruits and times you can't.
Sure.
On the calendar year. So you buy a burner or two or three or four and you prepaid phone kind of deal, and that way they know it's you, you know it's you, but nobody else knows it's you. So when you're calling Fantasia because you're out of town on a recruiting trip and you got these If you need a massage number, well, I don't even know what these things. I'm trying to make up something about them. I'm so bad at it. I don't even know what like escort, like what they do, how it works. I don't know anything about it. When you've done it, Zach, how does it work?
Yeah, no, in my experience. No, I'm not quite familiar with the Tampa Bay escort scene.
Yeah.
I understand that they weren't a huge fan of Hugh Freeze. I can't imagine they would be now after he's putting them on a national scale. It is what it is. He's a moron. I feel bad for his family and all this. And I feel bad for all the people out there that do, you know, come out and openly support and say, hey, you know, I'm a man of faith, I'm a woman of faith, whatever it is. And then for Hugh Freeze to do that, and he hid behind that. And it kind of lessens everybody else in the short term. And it's annoying. It's annoying to see that. The whole thing's annoying. He's going to go away he's not going to go to jail or anything. He's just going to go away. He's not going to get a job for a while, especially if they hang all the allegations at Ole Miss on it.
You watch, man. You watch what'll happen here, because he's still like in denial saying it was missed out numbers.
Yeah.
He'll come out and it'll be something like, I wanted to save these women and show them the light of the way of what the Lord can do for them.
If he does that.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. Like, that's who the guy is. Texas said, we all know the escort service wasn't in Atlanta because Ole Miss never been to the SEC championship yet.
That's a fair point.
But Kamdichi tries to jump from the second floors of when he's loaded up on drugs in Atlanta. So could have been over there with Beverly Kamdichi and Robert Kamdichi and Denzel Kamdichi and all that in Atlanta.
What a bullet we dodged on that one, huh?
Yeah. They lost millions in the buyouts, as the Texas said.
For resigning, yeah. Dude, get fired. What are you doing?
No. He knows.
He knows.
He'd have been fired without calls. I mean, fired with calls.
No buyout.
No. Look, lose games, get a buyout. Cheat and or, you know, do something totally legal like this. Nah, it's a with calls deal, and you just give it all up. Short break. We'll come back. If you're on hold, hang on. This thing has so many layers to it. We'll get to it when you return for more. Love to hear from you. Friday edition of the show. More after this.
In life, finding quality in anything can sometimes be difficult. Custom Collision would like for you to know that there are still a few places out there where quality matters. You can rest assured that at Custom Collision, not only will you be impressed with the quality of the finished product, but you will experience the quality of service that is unmatched. From taking care of your rental to handling the insurance, Custom Collision is there for you. Custom Collision, when quality counts. 231-6900 or online at customcollisioninc.com.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hello, it's Neil Monahan with Monahan Company Real Estate. Now that your spring cleaning is done inside your home, it's time to think about a clean vehicle. As we celebrate our 10th year in business, this month the Monahan Company is giving away one full month of unlimited car washes from Tiger Express Car Wash in Clemson. Tiger Express is Clemson's car wash, just like the Monahan Company is Clemson's locally owned real estate company. Call us today at 639-1188 or stop by our College Avenue office downtown and let's talk real estate.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. All in a clean, organized lot. Right now, sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Get alerts when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more, or visit us today and save big. LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson is your locally owned outfitter, women's boutique, shoe store, gourmet foods and home goods store. From candles and dresses to tents and fly fishing gear, Elkmont has it. Elkmont offers clothing and gear for an outdoor lifestyle, so come in and get ready for summer with a stand-up paddleboard or kayak from Jackson, Perception, or Wilderness Systems. Elkmont has the area's best selection and rentals for you to try before you buy. But folks, you already know all this about Elkmont, but what you might not know is that they have recently opened a craft beer bar and restaurant featuring 16 taps of the area's best locally crafted beer and great food as well. Craft beer, excellent food, all that's missing is you. Elkmont is located at the Highway 93 exit off Highway 123 across from Bojangles. And remember, folks, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Coleman, the name that defined outdoor living, has now redefined indoor living with the Coleman Echelon Premium Comfort System, refining efficiency that significantly reduces your energy costs while being environmentally friendly. Redefining technology for quiet operation and connected functionality, giving you precise control. Redefining quality because Coleman HVAC systems are designed, engineered, and assembled in the United States and backed by industry-leading warranties. Stay cool and comfortable throughout this season with Coleman Echelon, provided by A1 Heating and Air. Call A1 Heating and Air today, your local Coleman HVAC dealer, at 864-844-1273. Call A1 Heating and Air at 864-844-1273 and learn how a new Coleman HVAC system can improve your family's home comfort this season and every season.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Job the bloody racket!
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. Man, my mattress is awesome. These guys are awesome. Jay and Davis Orders. I remember when I first met with them the first time, and I was like, man, I don't really get this. Like, how does this work? And at the end of it, I was like, whoa, why didn't everybody, why are you guys the only guys who like had this thing going? Like, what? This is unbelievable. What a great idea. Custom made mattresses that you can watch them make right there. Car companies need to do this. You know, it's like, it's the best quality control you can ever have that you get to watch them make. And I don't know what they're doing there. They show me, but they can show you how like the major manufacturers, when you buy this mass produced deal in there, it's just, you can tell it's not as good, right? Like we did the food the other day. We know the difference in the mass produced stuff and like the custom made stuff for you. So it works. There's no doubt that it works, and it works great. That's why our friends at Engineer Sleep are so successful. The second part of it is put your mind at ease. You're not paying this retail setting because they sell it right out of their own deals. There's no markup, no middleman. Nobody's making a bunch of money on this as they pass it on down the line. Let them take care of you. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. They're in Greenville off of Congaree Road. Got a couple of phone calls in this segment. Love to hear from you. Phone calls, phone lines, 654-ROAR, 654-7627, area code 864 for those listening outside the area. The text line, 864-986-1566. And on Twitter, we'll get top of the hour tweets, at Mickey Plowler, at Mr. Orr 24. Tell me, when you text in, by the way, tell me who you are and where you're texting from. Delvin is in Fountain Inn. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
First of all, before I get started with Hugh Freeze, I want to say Washington opening and my boy Brooks Koepka is one of the three Americans at the top of the leaderboard. What do you think about that? Making three Americans at the top of the leaderboard.
USA. USA. Love my country. Yes. Oh, yeah, say, unbelievable.
Yeah. About this Hugh Freeze thing, Mickey, you called it in the spring that you said you were going to be out, but I started to doubt you a little bit because I said we're getting close to the season and he's not out yet. But you said, hold on. You kept saying, hold on. Something's going to happen. And you were right, something else is going to come out, and he's going to be go for the season. And you were right, something came out, and now he's gone. And it's funny, it's going to show, because like you said, you were talking about God and stuff like that, and you said he's going to come out somebody. I was just trying to show them the way. He probably going to say something like that. He's going to probably say,
he's already done
it. I try to read her a Bible verse or something on Bible and stuff like that. What are you going to say?
Delvin, he's already saying the stuff that it was misdials. It's like hundreds of misdials. It accidentally dialed the wrong number. That's like, I mean, I accidentally watched that dirty movie three times or whatever, you know? Come on.
Yeah, and it's karma, Mickey. Remember, they try to blame this on Hugh Freeze, you know, on Houston Nut. You know how they, you know how they find out? Because Houston Nut filed a lawsuit and they had to open up the phone records.
Yep.
So you try to blame it on Houston Nut. Houston Nut said,
See, criminals make dumb mistakes because he wasn't very good at it. And he calls escort services on a university-issued phone. What a moron.
And now the fans trying to blame Houston Nutt. I was like, Houston Nutt.
Houston Nutt didn't do anything wrong. Houston Nutt looks like a choir boy, like the greatest guy ever now, compared to Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, Houston Nutt was trying to take over, trying to defeat this thing. I'm sorry. If somebody blamed you for something you didn't do, would you go out there soon too?
Nope.
Defamation?
Yep. That's exactly right. Look, here's the bottom line. You get what you, there's that karmic debt that has to be paid. And right now, Hugh Freeze yesterday paid the karmic debt, lost millions of dollars in the process. But somebody,
they already talking about Coach Kennedy talking about 3 days, a couple days they thrown out the one that threw out Chip Kelly. I said Chip Kelly's not gonna go there because he had NCAA Saints. You think they're gonna hire another coach who had NCAA Saints? And the other coach is Les Miles, but Les Miles, I don't think he know how to run the spread. I don't think he's gonna want to. I don't think they want to bring Smith out here because you probably lied to him. Yes, I'm going to run the spread like he said last year at LSU, but don't run the spread.
Well, and the other thing is you're going to take over a probation-ridden program right now. And then you've got to beat LSU and Alabama and Auburn. And I don't, of course, those teams aren't very good. If you can get the division back, it'll be tough. But you know what? They reap what they sow. But I'll tell you this. There are some good people at Ole Miss, and there's some good people who became – the university became a better place yesterday when this happened.
Yeah, and did it look like Ross Bort looked like he was just sad, like he wanted to cry something yesterday at the press conference?
Well, that's what you get when you put your marbles in when you decided to go with, you know what, we are going to let this guy be the face of our program. Well, at some point in time, you got to pay the piper. I think that's right, sir.
Yeah, he looked like he,
I don't know what that means,
like he looked like he wanted to cry yesterday. I know you said he got Woody McCurry on.
Yeah.
Coming up. Can you ask him about the Ole Miss Mississippi State game when Sylvester Croom was the head coach? I saw the replay show the SEC Network and how they were celebrating, but how that was a big win for them. If you could talk about that,
I will. I will for sure. Delvin, I appreciate it.
See
all right, buddy. Yeah. Thanks for the phone. I appreciate the phone call. Let me get Bobby in here quickly for the top of the hour. And Anderson. Good morning, Bobby. Thanks for hanging on, man. I got about a minute and a minute and a half or so.
Hey, Mac. I remember back when OJ was at USC and my dad he thought he was the second best running back ever, and you know, he the 2,000 yards and everything he did at Buffalo, and I mean back then he was a a superstar and a blowout and everything, but what bothers me now, the fact that he's going to be out the free world, is that there's still going to be people that are going to adore him and prepay. You know, he prays on him and still see him as a role model. And that's basically what bothers me because, anybody who followed that trial knows he was guilty. My dad predicted the day he was arrested that he would get a not guilty plea out of it. And he was right. He knew all along he would get off of it. And I believe a lot of people saw him still even then. They couldn't separate the football star, the Hollywood star, from the fact that this guy had just killed two people in cold blood. And that's what really bothers me about that.
Well, let's be clear about something, too, Bobby. I appreciate the phone call. I got the top of the hour. Let's be clear about something, too. He wouldn't have got away with it if the prosecution didn't just completely botch the case. If the prosecution had any kind of legal ability whatsoever, if they weren't the worst lawyers in the history of the judicial system, you want to get mad at somebody? Obviously get mad at the guy who killed somebody. But get mad at Marsha Clark and Chris Darden and this awful prosecution team who completely, and they're over there in love having an affair during the thing too, completely botched the thing. Where's the outrage of these guys who did a terrible job? There were so many losers in that situation. We've got a very busy hour coming up for you. Hugh Freeze, O.J. Simpson, Football Talk. Got